Y'all quiet on me, but that's okay. Sound like a bunch of church-going people to me. So he says, read what it say.
Jesus answered them.
Read.
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
Verily, verily, I say unto you. And notice, praise God, although it's not showing on the screen, but these words are in red. And anytime you find in the New Testament where the writing is in red, praise God, we know that these are the words of Jesus Christ. And if you would just glance at the screen, if you don't want to look at your Bible, and you can see on the screen where Jesus said, not Bishop Keel, not Evangelist Keel, not the church mother, not the late great Apostle Lobius Murray, and none of these folks with tags and titles, but Jesus said unto them, what did he say?
Whosoever committed sin.
Whosoever. Deacon, prophet, prophetess, so-called apostle, bishop, bishopress, prophetess, madam, cat, prophet, dog, lay member, usher boy, president, choir president, musicians, teachers, teachers, it doesn't matter. But the Bible says, and these are the words of Jesus, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin
is the servant of sin.
Is the servant of sin. Now, I want to ask you one question. Is that plain? Some of y'all don't want to talk to me this morning, but I'm going to ask you again, is that plain? Some of y'all still ain't saying that, but that's okay. That is very plain. Read on, daughter.
And the servant abideth not in the house forever.
And the servant abideth not in the house forever.
But the son abideth ever.
Read the word.
If the son therefore shall make you free.
If the son therefore shall make you free.
Ye shall be free indeed.
Ye shall be free indeed. Uh-huh. Now I ask you again, is that the word? Some of y'all don't want to say nothing, but is that the word? If the Son therefore shall what? Make you free. Ye shall be free indeed. Now, whether you like me or whether you like full gospel or whether you feel like I'm too loud or abrasive or abruptive, that is the word of God. It don't take a rocket science degree to understand. It don't take a master's degree to understand. It doesn't take a PhD. But if the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Read on a little bit. Help us now, Holy Ghost.
I know that ye are Abraham's seed.
Uh-huh, read.
But ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you.
Lord, have mercy.
I speak that which I have seen with my father.
Read what it say.
And ye do that which ye have seen with your father.
All right. Go down to 40th verse.
But now ye seek to kill me.
But now you seek to kill me. The 40th verse. Read.
A man that hath told you the truth.
A man. A man that hath told you the truth.
Which I have heard of God.
But now you seek to kill me. Uh-huh. A man that have told you nothing but the truth. And the church do not have to say amen. These are the words of Jesus. But now you seek to kill me. A man. A man that told, a man that have told you the truth. Read the word, daughter.
Which I have heard of God.
I got my revelation from God. Now, where you get yours from? Jesus said, I got this from God. I've heard this from God. Read.
This did not Abraham.
Abraham didn't get this. Because this was before his time. I need you to read, praise God, that 45th verse.
And because I tell you the truth.
And because I tell you the key word that I'm dealing with this morning is truth. And because I tell you the truth.
Ye believe me not.
You believe me not. Oh my God. 46th verse.
Which of you convinceth me of sin? And I say the truth. Why do ye not believe
and
me?
And if I say the truth, why do ye not?